Okay, so today I'm going to explain something a little bit more deep and sentimental for you because I named this video The Number One Way to Be the Father That She Never Had. Now, after today's video is over, be sure to go down below and check out the gift that I made for you. I really think you're going to love it. Now, this is important because if you're dating a woman long term, you want to do one specific thing, and that is actually have the ability to touch her soul and her spirit in a positive way. If you can do this, it's going to be very hard for her to leave you because this goes far deeper than just good chemistry or, you know, intimacy or sex or anything like that. So I'm going to show you the number one way to be the father that she probably never had. And this is so that way you can retain the relationships that you're wanting most, okay? So here's the comparison that I want to make for you or that I want to make to you, okay? There's a comparison between what men typically desire versus what women typically desire. So here's the comparison, okay? Men desire typically, okay, what a man really craves or what a man really thinks about as far as the feminine ideal of what the woman in his life was or should be or potentially could be one day. Men desire the unconditional love that they got typically from their mothers. So no matter what, okay, a lot of men, if you had a hard day, no matter how it was, no matter if you had anxiety, no matter if you had a problem that day, no matter if something wasn't going your way, a lot of times, majority of mothers, since they love their children unconditionally, would always love their sons unconditionally. So what happens is that that gets planted into the man's head as what the feminine ideal was or should be. And then all of a sudden he goes out into the dating game and he slowly realizes that it is not like that. Women have a very similar idea as well. Women typically desire the strength and security that comes from their dad or their father. Okay, now here's what I can tell you. Not all or not a lot of women actually obtained this. Okay, there's some women where maybe they had more of a passive father, or they had a father that wasn't very present, or they had a father that never taught them lessons, encouraged, inspired wisdom, showed them right from wrong. Okay, I'm going to explain why this is very important. The number one way to be the father that she never had, okay, the number one way is to have the ability to tell her no. And I'm going to explain why. A large majority of women never got this. So majority of women, their father, since oftentimes he was passive, had no rules, anything goes, and because that's his daughter, his entire goal was to always please her and make sure that she felt good. Well, the problem is that what happens is when women enter the real world or when they see how dating is in real life, a lot of times they see that majority of men behave this way. And the problem with that is deep down, on a deep unconscious or psychological level, they all understand that the father figure or the element has to have a level of protection or wisdom or safety and security. And a woman knows on a deep down level that if you are passive, or a woman knows on a deep down level that if you're constantly pleasing or trying to please her, she understands fundamentally that you're not able to give this experience, or she understands fundamentally that you're not able to protect her in the ways, whether it be physically or whether it be spiritually, that she's looking for. And a lot of times she will pull away and she will exit. So you have to know this. Majority of women never got this. And I'm going to explain why, okay? What we have to do is we have to actually look at this. The number one way to be the father that she never had is to be able to tell her no. And I'm going to explain why. The reason why is because the father's job, the male role or the male dynamic that you're setting, okay, the father's job is to teach because the father holds the wisdom. The father holds the wisdom. Like, write that down on a sheet of paper if you have to. The father is the one who holds the wisdom. The father is the one who has the spiritual lessons. The father is the one who's able to have those elements that she looks for when it comes to strength. Because here's what I can tell you. Women know on a deep down level, subconsciously, that their emotions guide them, and their emotions will oftentimes cause them to make very poor decisions. This could include them going and doing something that they shouldn't. This could include them dating the wrong person. This could include them making a poor decision that leads them to indulge in pleasure. And then oftentimes there is negative consequences or repercussion for it. The father's job is to say no and then have reasons why. Now, here's what I can tell you. Most men can't do this because the woman's beauty holds too much power over them. So the father's job is to teach because the father has the wisdom. Now, since dad treats every circumstance fairly, meaning let's say the dad has four kids. The dad does not treat one specific kid as the favorite typically. Okay, the ideal concept of the masculine is that it doesn't matter what the circumstance is. This is the right way to do things versus the wrong ways to do things. So since the father optimizes for what is the right way to do things is by teaching and showing and leading every circumstance and handling every circumstance fairly. Okay, so dad treats every circumstance fairly. That means she needs to see that actions have consequences. So let me give you an example. Dad says, no, your curfew's at this time. You have to be home at this time because it's not safe to be out super late. Make sure that you're home at this time. And then what happens is she goes to the house party anyways. So then dad says, this is a consequence and you're grounded. That is what she's looking for, is consequences, which means it doesn't matter that she got straight A's in school. It doesn't matter that she made honor roll. Because she did something that had a negative consequence, the father treats it fairly. That's what she's looking for, because that's called wisdom and that's called maturity. So she needs to see that actions have consequences. Now, it doesn't matter if you're the actual father, meaning the father of her, or if you are dating her.
And see, that's why if a woman is dating a guy that she really likes, what happens is, whether it's inside or out of the bedroom, a lot of times she'll end up calling him daddy.
What she's going to do is she's going to test all of these boundaries. She's going to test all of these boundaries in any way that she can. Now, here's what happens. As she tests these boundaries, men who are emasculated and weak for sex or her beauty, what happens is the man puts up with it. And he continues to date her anyways. And then what happens is she leaves. Because she sees that this man doesn't have the level of masculinity that she's looking for on a deep down soul level or on a deep down spiritual level. So this is what you have to remember. The number one way to ensure that you're the father that she never had is to have the ability to say no. So here's what I mean. When I say dad treats every circumstance fairly, I'm going to use an analogy. If you're dating a woman, what she's going to see is she's going to see if she can test your boundaries and if she can get away with certain things, which means what she's really doing is she's saying this. She's going to look at you on a subconscious level and say, I bet you I'm so beautiful. She's going to say, I bet I am so attractive to this man. I'm going to see what I can get away with. And if she can get away with it, she loses respect for you. And if she loses respect for you, then there's no desire anymore at all, because she doesn't respect you on a fundamental man level. The man-to-woman dating experience or dating dynamic that she's looking for, you have to understand that beyond surface level attraction, there's a whole element of deep spiritual circumstances that have to unfold so that way she looks at you as a man who has the level of masculinity that she actually wants. So always keep this in mind. The number one way to be the father that she never had is to have the ability and the strength to tell her no, and that your beauty doesn't hold weight over me, because that really is going to be the leverage that she's going to try to play, is seeing if she can use her seduction and her sex appeal to cause you to make poor decisions on a fairness level to see what she can get away with. And if she can get away with it, she's not going to like you anymore and her desire will leave and she will exit.